Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
You know what? I've been waiting to take it away since before Christmas, and I've never been more ready. Welcome to the 95 BFM Small Top 10. I'm Amelia, of course. I'm joined this evening by Shannon.
Hey.
How are you?
I am good.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself? What brings you to? Because you're not from. You don't live here, do you?
Nah.
You're not from around here. You're not a local.
Nah. Not a local.
I'm feeling a little suspicious already.
Oh no. I am. I'm from Palmerston North, but I live in Wellington, and I don't know when I'm going to stop saying I am from Palmerston North and just that I live in Wellington now.
Okay.
But, you know, who knows? It'll happen. I play in bands. I'm doing some gear moving at Girls Rock, which is
so
what brings me here.
Sports Dreams, right?
Yes.
Fruit Juice Parade? Is that still a going concern?
Hell yeah.
Sick. Okay. I was trying to tell people that and they were like, I don't know, but they've both got solo projects. And I was like, trust and believe.
Yeah, you just have to trust.
Oh, ye of little faith, I said.
I know. It's disappointing. We won't play if you have no faith in us. Come on.
He that has ears, let him hear. Okay. sorry, just quoting the Bible out here. So, would you like to introduce the topic of your small top 10 today, person from Palmerston North?
Absolutely. So, I'm going to talk about buses in Wellington, bus routes specifically.
Now, I think this specifically makes you a Wellingtonian now that you've come on the radio to talk about Wellington bus routes. I don't know.
What else can you do about complaining?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, you're sorry. Your mic was not off.
Sam is here as well.
I'm cutting you out.
I can't believe this.
This is how I treat my guests. I'm so sorry, everyone. but I feel like complaining about Wellington buses on the radio is like the most Wellington thing I've ever heard of.
It's a staple of being in Wellington.
Yeah. I'm only going
to have to complain about it at least once.
Oh, you're right. But I'm not going to have a whinge about all of them.
Like, oh, it's posy
vibes.
Most
of this
it's
is like,
vibes.
Here are some good ones. But it starts with the bit shit ones.
All right, well, let's get right into it.
10.
So, my number 10 is the 23, which goes from... Oh, geez, where does it start? Kingston,
I believe.
Can't
be a very good one if you don't remember.
Well, you see, I only take part of it. So, it goes from Kingston to Houghton Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And to be fair, I've only caught it between, like, Newtown and Vogeltown. It is bad.
Wellington, I'm sorry, this is going to sound really awful, but Wellington place names are so quaint.
They are. Vogeltown, we used to call it Breadtown. Why would you not call it Breadtown? Well, I say we, and I mean my other friend who lives in Wellington. Okay. I have two friends, one of them is Sam.
So why is this number 10? What is good or bad about this bus
route? It's bad because it's not frequent enough. My friend used to live up this hill, which was on the 23 route, and it was like a 15-minute walk, but I'm too lazy to do that.
You're like, give me to Vogeltown.
Give me to Vogeltown, but I don't want to walk.
Yeah.
But I have to wait like 40 minutes every time. It was really hard.
There's a lot of stress, a lot of angst. Remember, you can text in on 5395 if you have a favorite Wellington bus route.
I hope you do.
All right.
I want to hear it.
So the 23. Okay, solid. Uh-huh. Should we move on? Are you ready? Or do
yes.
you have more?
Okay. 9.
Number 9.
Okay, so these next ones are my in-betweens.
I love this categorization. It's really good.
So number 9 is the number 7 bus, which goes between the Wellington train station and ends up in Brooklyn.
Okay. I've caught this bus myself personally.
You have?
I used to live in Wellington. I lived in Brooklyn. It was terrible.
Ew.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Oh.
I lived there the year that it snowed.
Oh.
It snowed?
I did not.
It snowed in about 2011.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. That's a long time ago.
I'm old.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Young at heart?
No. Even older at heart.
I Excellent. Respect that.
That's the way I like it.
And so this is a good bus.
Mm.
The train station, Brooklyn?
I just think, I've written in my notes, I did prepare notes, a bit dull but actually useful.
Yeah.
You know,
it
like,
is pretty useful.
As soon as it gets down Willis Street, like into town, I'm like, oh, this sucks. I just have to like go on a straight line for ages.
Yeah.
And there's too many traffic lights.
It goes past the Shalimar Dairy though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
They you don't want to walk up seeds. To Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. Big
Amazing.
Props.
They don't
Yeah, but useful because my friends live up there and I don't want to walk up that hill either.
All right. Well, I mean, you've already done my number one, so I'm excited to see where it goes from here, I guess.
It only gets better.
Hmm. Okay, so 8 is the number 2, which goes between Seatoon and Karori. I used to live in Karori, so I used to catch that bus quite a lot.
Why were you going to Seatoon?
I wasn't. It just goes through town as well. So that's my gripe, that it goes through town, and I don't like town. What? But I work in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your gripe with that one is that it goes to the central area of the city.
It's too useful. It drops me off like 30 seconds walk from my work.
So, yeah, I'm getting the sense that like being scenic is definitely a criteria you've got here.
It can be.
I mean, it absolutely is.
Okay.
Yeah, so notes for that. Again, useful, but a bit
boring.
It does
take you to the pack and save if you're keen, though.
Oh, it does. Yes.
Are we keen?
That's a good consideration, actually.
I was keen the first time, and then after that, I was over it. All right.
7.
Number 7. I'm so excited for this. I honestly, you told me what this list was going to be, and I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize how strong my feelings were about the Wellington bus system.
No, I'm really pleased that you do have strong feelings, so it's not just me. Like, this sucks. I like this small bit.
We all have strong feelings about it. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm going to start describing myself as an ex-Wellingtonian.
I would love that. What are we up to?
Recovered. Number 7.
Okay, so number 7 is the number 3.
Numbering system is so confusing. I love it. Okay, number 7 is number 3.
Yep. Yes, which goes between Wellington Station and Lyell Bay.
It sure
so
does.
Okay. I like this one because it goes through Newtown, and I like Newtown, and it also goes to Lyell Bay.
I take it regularly.
See, I can go and see Sam on this bus.
Okay.
Which is great. But like, same reasons. Yeah. It goes through town, and I don't like town.
This one seems so much less useful than the previous
one. It's the most useful one.
Well, it used to take me to uni when I was living one stop away. To be honest, I never... I always, like, made the joke that I would get the bus one stop up the hill, but I never did. But I don't like it because it goes past my hall.
Oh, so bad vibes. Bad memories? Okay.
Yeah, but like once I get past that...
Can I get a vibe
like,
check
yes.
on a
vibe
uni
check.
Hall?
Does not pass.
Does
Bail.
Not pass.
Does not pass.
Okay.
Fail.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're ready for number 6, eh?
Yeah. So.
6. Sorry, that catches everyone.
All over the sting. Number 6 is number 25. These are all my, I like these buses.
These are
buses.
Hot picks. Okay.
These are hot picks. These
so
are the good ones.
So the bottom 4 are like, and then the top 6 are like,
Bottom 4
shit
tier. That's
the bus.
Bottom 6, god tier.
Yeah, all right.
God tier.
God tier buses.
Yeah, the 25, my notes. I get to see the 5-story house in the Aroa Valley.
There's a 5-story house
yes,
in Aroa Valley.
It like winds up that road all the way up to the top of it, and then like you look out onto the right, and there's this house that's built into the hill, and it just has like 5 different levels.
What's the architecture style? Is it like an old kind of like a villary weatherboard thing?
It looks like an old hospital if it was just one building. It's a bit like yuck looking.
It sounds very like Adam's Family.
Are you?
Yeah, a bit.
So where does this bus go?
Oh, that's a good point. So that one goes from Kandala to Hart. Where does it go?
Now,
is it
can
hybrid?
I ask you a question about Kandala? Because
yes.
when I was in Wellington, mm-hmm. people used to use that as like a measure of distance. They'd be like, oh, I had some papers on my desk and they got blown all the way to Kandala.
Really?
Do people
like
still?
Too.
Yeah, do people still say that?
I've never heard anyone say that,
I don't believe people say that.
Let's bring it back.
I can verify that Kandala is still the same distance away. From
it is.
It
was when
sense.
You lived there.
If you have anything to say about Kandala as a measure of distance, please text 5395 and let us know.
Yeah, I'd really love some feedback.
We're hitting this one out of the park, all the way to Kandala.
Yeah.
All right. Is that everything about the fun, spooky 5-story hospital house?
Yeah, that's basically it. That's pretty much why I like that.
All right.
You get to look at that house.
We're going to play some tunes and we'll be back with the rest of this thrilling, fast-paced
saga.
I wouldn't say fast. They do like 30 kilometers.
Regularly
really need to get
paced.
Into town. That's right. Just bus commentary.
Mo's
like, let's move on.
Carefully scripted, tight, fast-paced, small top tier.
Number 5.
Your number 5 tonight is The Crop with Run the Track.
H-E-G-R-O-Dub, y'all already know what's up. Holla at me, show some love, shawty.
Holla.
You can't find me in the club with a bottle full of bub. I'll be out here on the street, homie. The people call me Cleo Fuss. I am always down the bus. One suckers better duck swiftly. S-S-A-K the way I spray. Represent my city, ayy. Fuck what these other dudes say. Never see them round the place. Always see them on the screen looking like it's copy-paste. They ain't got no fucking clue. They ain't got no fucking taste. I ain't down to do a do-do. Trying to innovate for your dinner plate. Five stars, how you feeling? Great. Feeling brand new. Flow invigorate. Rip apart the fake. ROT ain't never late. CRO be infiltrated. Set it straight. Demonstrate the template. Step into them temple. Cut they tongue in two and separate the loop.
Yo, money talks for people broke. Out the window, the heat it rolls. Far away, better keep it close. Yo, yo, do you see the smoke? Or do you see the game? Do you see the hope? Or do you see the fame? Netflix like a flame and a pain gone by. Word, word, I ain't even gonna lie. Wait, wait, you got the wrong guy. But I'm humbled by the heart. Pick it apart, piece in a puzzle picture. Hey, in my eyes, I seen the struggles. In the past, I seen it crumble. You know the scene troubled nowadays. It's corrupted by ego and a soundscape. Like radio, see no bubble. What's that costing? Still we grow out of the problem. I'm down on some options, not down on the last ones. But I'm up till the cops come. That's where my godson. Check, check. Check.
Y'all can't find me, find your plug, find a sucker, suit yourself. Always assume we causing hell all day, all day. Big Hail Mary to all them love, to the sky, all four fingers up. Sitting down, so to the ground, always,
always.
Hit up highs, dodging all the lows. Mic check like it's dough, let's get fed till the dead's drop. Bread up time, better than that foe. Where did all that go? Lose the dough, so ain't no fed knock. For sure, front out of lock gate. Close like lit crock pot. Wanna wax it like old tape. Throw it on numero plate. Tat trending numero face. Pants heavy, copy ball mains. Flat, send them out the ballpark. Fat Freddy, yo, we got a job. We got a lock. Listen like the vine. Big up to his wines. Ain't a can of grape on the pen estate. Clapped up patty cake. Slipping off that cool stick and dripping off the grind. Finna find, quit different escapes to vacate. Light by the way, go on and on. Wild vivid, that's mama's gun. Bring the bread home, it's old news. Go ahead, home, your mama run. Child gang thought, woo woo. Off the nut, getting too loose. Cut the buzz, now it's on you. Fight bust, you ain't bulletproof. Might bust and never pop it off. It's a breeze, let's top it off. See your life with a stopwatch. Maybe then, probably stop and watch. Never knew to this, even back then.
Back then,
back then. Let it sink, boy, I'm tapped in. Role play, I ain't acting. Nah.
Yellow things.
You are listening to 95BFM. The sound of Wendy means that we're in the midst of the small top 10. I'm with Shannon and we're talking about the best Wellington bus routes. We got a text about Candala. Do we want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Central Wellington to Candala is 7 kilometres.
Is it?
Slightly less than from Britomart to Green Lane. And now I feel crazy. I feel like the phenomenological experience of travelling it in real life, it feels like so much more than 7 kilometres, right?
No.
I don't actually know what distance, like, sort of is measured by.
7 kilometres is not very far.
Okay.
We could now start saying, it's blown all...
into the mic.
Soz. It's blown all the way from here to Green Lane.
But that's nothing.
Yeah, it isn't really.
So this person is an ex Wellington pixie living in Auckland. Getting to work in Auckland is like an epic Tolkien adventure.
True story.
Yeah.
Car pipe.
Thank you for fighting the good fight
from
in
here to
my
Candala
home city.
And back again.
Was that a Hobbit reference?
Hi.
Okay, sick. Alright, we're ready for number 5?
Yeah, we are.
Alright.
5.
Number 5 is the 21.
Okay.
In my notes, I've written, you get to look at all the rich people houses in Karori and get kicked off right outside the supermarket.
Oh, that's the best place to get kicked off.
I think it's useful.
You want to end up by the supermarket? Okay,
yeah.
Hot.
You
don't
want to get kicked out of the supermarket, though.
No.
I once was taking a bus out that it was meant to go all the way out west, and it just stopped at Green Bay, and they kicked everyone off the bus. There were like 20 people still on the bus, and they're like, I'm not going any further. And we were like, but the sign on the bus. And the guy was like, I'm out, I'm over it, bye.
I actually respect that.
Yeah, that's a move.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have special fondness for Green Bay. Alright.
4.
Number 4 is the 32X. X, as I'm sure.
Oh, getting specific.
You might be aware.
Express bus?
Express.
Hot.
Yeah. It
goes from one place to another.
Yeah.
Like parkour.
But with no stops in between, right? Or few stops in between.
A couple of stops.
Where does it go?
Wellington Station to Houghton Bay, I think. I don't think it
goes
there.
Can you give
there.
Me more details? Where is Houghton Bay?
Actually, I'm going to change this to the 23X.
On the fly!
I think
this
that's
is your
what
number
I mean.
4. You should care about this one.
No, I definitely... Oh. To be honest, I've only put it here because someone was like, you should put an express bus on your list. And
okay.
This one goes through Newtown.
I guess number 4, we can say shout out to express buses.
Yes.
Getting you where you're going without picking up all the people going, hey, bus! And then seeing the X and going,
I want to know where the 23XXX goes.
Wherever you are.
I thought you said you weren't going to divert on the radio.
That's true. It mainly banned me from being horny on the radio, so
well,
I'll stop.
It stops at a place called Peaches and Cream on Cuba Street.
I had a really good...
I think they should skip it.
Good record of no one saying horny on the top 10, like the word, but like that's gone.
Oh, well...
Peaches and Cream. I used to really like their... Ooh. Okay. Sorry.
Update?
I just,
what's going on?
So while the text machine was updating, all I could see from this text was the phrase lots of fluids.
Oh,
but it turns
out
what it says is 7 kilometers takes 1.5 hours to walk.
Yeah.
Ye gads to the dawn of the universe itself take lots of fluids.
Yes.
Also, if you're going to Peaches and Cream, I guess take lots of fluids.
Don't.
Should we move on to number 3?
Yay!
3.
Number 3 is the number 1.
Yeah.
Johnsonville. Vague area to Island Bay, precise area.
Okay.
Or another one, depending on which one you take.
Yes. So this one up there, because you can get the electric double deckers, and they're real quiet
sick.
And real smooth. And when I ride my bike to work in the morning, they really sneak up on me, and I don't like it. But I like being on that bus.
Yeah. That sounds sick. Imagine it's like in the sky, silently gliding through the night.
That's basically
it. Like the blue lights are like pretty like harsh in the eyes.
Do they have the blue lights inside the bus?
Yeah.
Apparently those are to stop people shooting up on the bus.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because you can't see your veins in the blue light.
I totally took that as guns.
That's what I heard. That's the word on the street.
Yeah. Mo's looking at me like, you're dumb.
Mo's like, is this...
I don't know if I know what street that you've been hearing this from, but like...
What's the street?
Mo's like, let's move on to the next
one. Two.
Number two. I've only recently started taking
this
bus.
It's just facts. It's just alleged facts. Number two.
Number two is the 14, which goes from Wilton to Kilburnie, I believe.
I feel like you know less as we go on. Is it like they just have lovely places in
it's
your imagination?
These top three.
No,
yeah.
It's because I keep looking out the windows more and more as I go up this list, and I'm like, where am I? I don't know where I'm going. Anyway, this one goes like around Oriental Bay.
Texts are agreeing with me about the blue lights.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
That's great. Happy for it. So, Oriental Bay, if you get it like when the sun's setting, it's like delicious to look
gorgeous,
at.
Gorgeous, wonderful.
Where else does it go? It goes around like Roseneath, which is the like the bit
so it's just
under Mount Vic that goes around to Hatai, and that's like there's some things to look at.
So
there.
It like goes to all of the places that people take photos of in Wellington.
Oh yeah,
because when you
like,
see photos of Wellington, it's always the bucket fountain and then the nice bits on this bus route, like the bays and the mound and all the
things. Some real cool trees.
Yes.
Yeah, hot trees.
Do we have a minute for the bucket fountain?
The Bucky Fountain.
I'm not doing a minute silence for the Bucket Fountain,
no,
Mara.
No, no, no.
It's not even dead. That's so rude. I know it's like a bit sketchy now. But...
Ooh, a minute of talking about the Bucket Fountain.
Oh.
What do you have to say about it?
There's
a series of buckets.
Look, someone in Melbourne last week was like, do you genuinely have a
into
landmark?
The mic, please.
Do you genuinely have a landmark that's a fountain of buckets? And I was like, yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'll show you it. Googled it, showed them, they're like, and it's in a very windy city and it splashes cold water on people. This sounds horrible. And I was like, it is horrible.
And you know, people put like bubble mix in.
They do.
Like red food dye.
You know what my issue has always been with that?
Yeah.
Is that they're clearly not buckets. They look more like the shovels that come in a children's bucket in space.
Yeah.
But that's why.
Can we.
But then they're not the buckets. It should be the shovel fountain.
That's a very good point.
Can we go down to Mitre 10
it's
and replace blue buckets
so,
with
no,
real buckets?
The thing,
yeah.
The thing that I will say after this is that I looked it up because I was trying to tell
into
people.
Into the mic.
I was trying to tell people about
oh
it. I don't have headphones on. I'm sorry. But I was trying to tell someone about it,
yeah.
And then I had to look it up. There's a Wikipedia page of the bucket fountain
Sad.
That has like all of the various... actions that have been taken against it, all of the people that have vandalized it, all of the reasons it's gone wrong. Like, it's an elaborate Wikipedia page for the bucket fountain.
Wow.
Yeah.
We took a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway, that's it. That's all I have to say.
We finally, and this is the whole reason that why I was excited for this, this discussion, is that we finally got a slightly disgruntled public transport text.
Okay.
It's not about Wellington, but
hey, again.
They cancelled our bus in One Tree Hill, the 31X, 23 minutes into town. Residents now take 295 over an hour to get home. AT stonewalled us. MP Denise Lee and Councillor Josephine Bartley advocating still ignored. Lucky I'm a renter and can move. These are the opinions,
these
the disgruntled,
opinions.
The renters, the working person.
We the people.
Yeah.
That
exactly.
Sounds like a real, like, not nice
situation. That sucks. Solidarity with you.
Solidarity forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone also used to run through the bus tunnel Mount Vic to Hatai Tai.
Oh, man. I really want to do that.
Are we all good?
I'd love to bike through there.
Apparently, it gives you a real adrenaline rush.
I'm
sure imagine it
would.
Yep. Should we move on to number one?
Okay, I'll let you know when I have done that.
Okay.
Juan.
Number one. It's the best bus in all of Wellington.
Oh!
It's wonderful. It goes to all the good places. It doesn't run very often, but it should. It is the 18E.
Oh my god.
What does the E stand for?
Extended.
Extended.
Oh.
They extend it.
A wink.
So I believe the 18 is a Miramar local bus, but the 18E goes from Karori to Miramar through Newtown.
It goes all that's the places hot. You need it to.
It goes everywhere you need it to.
That's all like the sassy cool places. Yeah. No, sorry, I neglected to say that this other text said hippie punk and then in brackets pippy. And I feel like that kind of encompasses the areas that you're going to.
Mm. Maybe.
In a way.
Maybe we should start using it.
Yeah. Pippy.
Pippy. Yes. Anyway, back to
the 18E.
The 18E. I just love it. You know when it comes past your house like once every hour?
And you're like, I wish I was taking that right now.
And you go, oh, no, I missed it. That's going to be another hour.
And you don't even need to be moving anywhere.
It goes past both the universities. Like, you could, I don't know where it stops. Maybe it goes close to the airport. I don't know. I haven't actually caught it that far.
I think it vaguely does.
That's beautiful.
That's wonderful.
A truly extended route.
Yeah. Goes to the back
of
the
most extended route.
You get to see some cool birds out there.
Yeah.
Great birds on this extended route.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad. I feel like that built to a really exciting ending there.
I think the number one was well deserved.
I reckon.
Yeah. I do have a special mention as
okay.
well.
Okay, honourable mention.
Bus replacements for the trains, but only the ones that say, choo-choo, I'm a train.
Okay, yeah. Hot, I'm with you
others,
there.
I don't really have a lot of time for.
Now, before we play you out,
yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Maybe like a band camp or a gig people can go to.
Yeah.
Or they could donate to Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa.
You should definitely donate to Girls Rock Camp.
There's a give a little page. It's easy to find.
You should give so much of your money to that.
It's going on right now.
Yeah.
It's teaching young people how to build themselves up through music.
It's a beautiful program. I'm very lucky to be part of it.
I totally railroaded you there.
I should have said that anyway, but if I wasn't going to.
But if you weren't going to, what are you going to plug?
Well, I am in a band. It's called Sports Dreams.
Sports Dreams.
Yeah. It's sportsdreams.bandcamp.com. Only Spotify. I like it. If you don't, what are you going to do?
It's also on Apple Music.
Yeah. Oh. You can listen to it on the bus. People tell us it's good, like driving music or something.
It is.
There is a song on it called Drive. So what song have you selected? To play you out.
To play me out.
Do you remember what it is or do I need to announce it?
No, my other great love is trains, but specifically the Capital Connection.
Awesome.
Which runs between Wellington and Palmerston North, weekdays only. So this song is called The Capital Connection by Anthony Tonin.
Beautiful. Here we go.
Company who run this service, they've lost all heart. They feel it puts them in a bind. There will be no budget to advertise this train, but I will gift them these lines. Take the Capital Connection. Take the Capital Connection. take the capital connection, the last great train of its kind. Thank you to St. Peter's Gonville. Thank you to Annette Main. Thank you to Mark at the Whanganui Tramshed. And how about a round of applause for our bus driver, Stuart? My name is Anthony Tonin. I hope to see you again in Gonville. But until then, take the capital connection. Take the capital connection. Take the capital connection.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.